So today's daf is Samach Beis. I'm going to learn a lot about Pur Avu today. And we'll start from the bottom of Samach Alf and Beis, the Mishnah on the bottom. So the Mishnah says, Masnisen, Le'ivatil Adam Mepur Rivya, Elim Ken Yesh Labanim. A person should not refrain from engaging in Pur Avu unless he already has children. How many children? Beshami Omer Mishnah Zacharim, two men is Ki in the Mitzvah Pur Avu. Beis Hillel Omrim, the Zachar Nekeva, a boy and a girl, according to Beis Hillel, Shinemar Zachar Nekeva Baram. So that's the machlokas, famous machlokas, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, how many children one needs to be Mekai in the Mitzvah Pur Avu. So says the Gemara, Ha Yesh Labanim, if he has children, Mepur Avu Batel, Mishal Abatel, so he's allowed to refrain from Pur Avu, but he's not allowed to refrain from being with a woman, with a wife. So this is Messiah Leila, Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel. This supports the statement of Shmuel. Even a person may have children, in the midst of Pur Avu, he still has an obligation to be with a wife. A person should not be by himself. That's the pasuk. That's the Gemara. There's another version of this. If a person has children, this Yikadamri says the other way around, that a person who is ready in the midst of Pur Avu can refrain from further Pur Avu and can also be without a wife. So Gemara says, Neima Tevi Tufta Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Maybe this contradicts the statement of Shmuel, who said the person cannot be without a woman, without a wife. Gemara says, love, this is not a contradiction. Ein lo banim nos isha bas banim. If a man has no children yet, he has to marry a woman who is able to have children. Yeshua banim, if he already has children, knows isha de la bas banim, then he does not have to marry a woman who's capable of having children. He could even marry someone who may not have children. Nafkamina, what's the difference between these two cases? What's the nafkamina between them? Limchor sefer Torah, bishvil banim. You look at Rashi. See, Rashi is limchor sefer Torah. This is around seven lines up from the bottom. Limchor sefer Torah, Rashi writes, kidei lisa bas banim. A person would have to sell a sefer Torah in order to be able to support a woman who's able to have children. But if he does not have any children, if he already does have children, he does not have to go out and seek a woman who is so valuable, if you will, to sell Sefer Torah. Rather, he can marry any woman, even if they're not capable of having any children.
I didn't understand. What's the connection to Limchor Sefer Torah?
The idea is that apparently a woman who's able to have children is more valuable because she could have children. So if a woman who's a hot commodity and you want to buy her, you need to support her, she wants a lot of money to be married to you. So how far are you willing to go? So the Gemara says you should even sell Sefer Torah to marry such a woman in order to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Pur Avu. You're ready to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Pur Avu, so you don't have to seek out a woman who's able to have children. Even a woman who can't have children anymore, she's too old or whatever it might be, then you don't have to go so far and just marry her, anyone, and which is not as valuable.
So you do not need this the first time.
Exactly.
You what?
Okay. So the Gemara says now, Beis Shammai Omrim Shnei Zacharim. Misha told us that Beis Shammai says two men, two boys, is a key in the mitzvah of Pur Avu. So Gemara says, my time I owe to Beis Shammai. What was the reason? What was his basis that two men, two boys? Yalfinu and Moshe, he learned that from Moshe Benu. Dechsev b'nei Moshe Gershom v'Eliezer. Moshe Benu had two children, And look at Rashi, three lines from the bottom. Yalfinu miMoshe shekaven shahayu lo shnei banim. Once he had two sons, pirish min haisha, he separated from his wife. Why did he separate? He didn't have a girl yet. It must be that he holds that two boys was the key of the mitzvah. That's the source according to Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel yalfinu mibriyasa shalom. He learned it out from the way the world was created. The world was created, as Rashi tells us, Adam nechava. The world created started with a man and a woman. So too, when we're trying to emulate a Kadosh Baruch Hu and create worlds on our own, we have to have a boy and a girl to mekayim the mitzvah. Beis Shammai Leilfi, yeah.
What is Pur Avu? Is any drasha about that? About a male and a female?
I don't think so.
No.
Now, according to Beis Shammai, if you have a boy and a girl, you're not yotze yet.
Correct.
Yes.
You have
correct.
To keep on going to
correct.
Have two boys.
Exactly.
Oh,
you're good.
That's a toughie. Yeah, Baruch Hashem.
So the Gemara continues and says,
you're in big trouble according to Beis Shammai. You're okay.
Yeah, I need one more.
Yeah, but we hold like Beis Hillel, you're fine. I forgot.
Well, there's an opinion out there. We'll see in a moment. You'll need two boys and two girls according to some.
Now you don't have to sell a Sefer Torah to get another wife.
Mashiach comes today.
You can't come today, but Mashiach comes on Monday. So then what happened? Everybody has to sort of, anyone who's not Yosei according to Beis Shammai has to get to work.
Right, yeah.
Why Moshiach? When Moshiach comes, Beis Shammai will take over?
Yeah.
That's right.
Possibly.
Well, you and me, Harry, are exempt already. No chance.
Oh, it means we have to sell a Sefer Torah to marry
a young woman.
Okay. So the Gemara says now, last line of Amud Beis, Beis Shammai Yilel Fimi B'Yasa Shalom. So why does Beis Shammai not learn from Adam and Chava that you should have a boy and a girl alone? That should be enough. So Gemara says, Ain't done an Efshem Shevshah. The world couldn't have been created without Adam and Chava. That was needed. So you can't use it as a model that you need a boy and a girl to be Yotzei. That's the way the world had to start. Beis Hillel Nami Lilfei Mi Moshe. So why doesn't Beis Hillel learn from Moshe? Just like Moshe Benu had two sons and then he separated from Tzipporah, his wife. So two sons should be enough. Amilcha, the response is Moshe Mi Daita Hu Da'avit. He did this on his own account. No one told, no one advised him. So you can't learn from Moshe Benu. Even though he's Moshe Benu, Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't advise him this way. Three things that Moshe Rabbeinu did on his own and ended up being aligned with the Das of the Makom, and the Das of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So, but they were all done on his own. It wasn't commanded to him. So maybe Moshe Rabbeinu did this on his own, but it wasn't a tzivoy for us. What are the three things? So Echad, one of them is Perish Min Isha. He separated from Tzipporah. Number two is Shiver Saluchos. He broke the first set of Luchos. And number three is Hosef Yom Echad. He added one day. Kadosh Baruch Hu had told the Klal Yisrael to separate from the wives for a few days, and Moshe Rabbeinu made a Kal Chomer, as we'll see. He added another day in to separating from their wife in order to be Roy to Mekabel the Torah. So Mark is going to speak about each of these three cases. Firstly, Perish Min Isha, my Darish. What was the drash Moshe Rabbeinu made to separate from his wife Tzipporah? So Amar, Moshe Rabbeinu said to himself, my Yisrael Sholo Dibra Imam Shechina El Alfi Shah. Klai Yisrael, which is only speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for one moment, namely Kabbal Satorah at Har Sinai, V'kavolem Zman, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him when exactly he's going to speak to them, yet Amar Torah Al Tikshol Isha. Yet the Torah said, separate from your wives. Ani, says Moshe Rabbeinu, I, Shem Yuchal Li'edibor, B'chol Shah V'shah, I am able to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu multiple times as much as I want. V'lo Kavol Zman, and there's no set time HaKadosh Baruch Hu could appear to me at any given moment. Ha'achas Kam Makama, how much more so should I separate from my wife and always be prepared?
Rashi mentions this in the
parsha. Yes, Al Torah Rashi does mention this.
Nice.
So that was the Kavah Chomer that he made. And therefore he separated from his wife. Now how do we know Kadosh Baruch Hu agreed to this? V'skima daitel das amakom. How do we know that Moshe Rabbeinu's das was in line with what Kadosh Baruch Hu's intention? Shinemar, the Pasuk says, after Kabbalah Satorah, it says, Lech Emor Lehem, Moshe Rabbeinu, go down and tell Klai Yisrael, Shuvu Lachem L'Alechem, you guys, all Klai Yisrael, go back to your tents, be with your wives, V'ata, but you, Moshe Rabbeinu, Poi Omad Imadi, stay with me here, and don't go back to Tzipporah. So there we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masking with Moshe Rabbeinu. So that was one case where he acted on his own that HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed to him. Second case was Shiber Saluchos, that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the first set of Luchos. My Darish, what was his drasha? Amar, he said as follows. He made the following Kal V'chomer. Ma Pesach Shu Echan Mishesh Meos Ushlosh Esrei Mitzvos, just like Pesach is just one of the 613 Mitzvos, Amar Torah, the Torah says, Kol Benicha Lo Yochal Bo. The Torah says that you cannot eat a benecha, someone who does not have a bris milah, someone who's an avodah zara, ovoid avodah zara, cannot partake in the Karban Pesach. HaTorah Kula, the entire Torah, the Luchos, which represented the entire Torah, V'yishom Umarim, and Klai Yisrael all worship of avodah zara, Alachas Kama Kama, how much more so, should they not partake in the Torah, in the Luchos? So therefore he decided to break them. Now, one could ask, he didn't have to break them, he could have just not gave them to them, But I guess he felt the need to break them. I'm not sure anyone comments on that. Look at the very interesting Tosfos. Tosfos, Dibur Mascha HaTorah. Small little Tosfos there. HaTorah, Kula. He says, HaTorah Kula V'Yisrael Mumarim. Ein de Kal V'Chomer Gamer. This is not a real complete Kal V'Chomer. De Shiny Pesach, Mishum de Kodshim. Pesach is different since it's kachim, so a ben nechar cannot eat the kachim. Aval kol Torah kula ad rabba yesh lo lelamdein lahachzirim b'tshuva. He should teach him the Torah and bring them back to do tshuva. He's taking the medicine that exists, the sam chaim, and he's basically destroying the refuah. So Tosfos points out it's not a very good kavah chomer. Fascinating Tosfos. Yeah.
Instead of helping them to fix the problem.
Right.
He was upset.
And the Tosfos still doesn't, the Gemara doesn't answer why he had to break them. Again, he could have just, it withheld the luchos from them because they didn't deserve it of it. But okay,
Rashi mentions a few situations that Moshe was upset and made a mistake, but this is not one.
Right, not one of them exactly. Yeah. This was in line with the Kodesh Baruch Hu's das. A few times he had kas and he forgot the halacha.
Yeah.
So then the Gemara says the third scenario is. Sorry. How do we know his schema died to the das makom? How do we know this was in line with the Kodesh Baruch Hu's das? The pasuk says Asher Shibarta, that which you broke. Right. This is the pasuk that appears, I guess, in the end of Mishpatim. I think not Kisisa rather. So Asher you aluchos harishon Asher Shibarta, that which you broke. So that which you broke. So we know luchos rishonos were broken. Why does the pasuk say Asher Shibarta? We know that's what happened. So it says the Gemara, a famous line of Rish Lakish. I'm Rish Lakish. Amar le Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe, Yashar kochacha Asher Shibarta. You did a good job in your breaking. I agree with you that you broke it. And a lot of Torahs are spent exactly why this was a good thing. What was the Yashkocha? Why was the Kodesh Baruch Hu approved of cracking the first Luchas? Okay. So then the Gemara says, Hosef Yomecha, the third scenario that Moshe Rabbeinu acted on his own, Midaita, was he added one day on to the Shloshish Mehagbala, the days of separating from their wives, Kodem Matan Torah. My darish, what was the kavachomer in this case, or was not the kavachomer? What was the logic that Moshe Rabbeinu used? The pasuk says, "Bikidashim hayom umachar." Hakadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, "Tell Klal Yisrael to sanctify yourselves today and tomorrow." So he says, "Hayom kumachar has to be today, has to be like tomorrow." How so? Ma machar laila imo, just like tomorrow, the night is along with it. The night before and was with the full day, it was a full 24 hours. Af hayom laila imo, so too today should be a day with the 24 hours. Meaning when Hakadosh Baruch Hu first told Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara in Yuma tells us, he only spoke during the daytime. So in the morning, Moshe Vayashkima Baboker, it says or something along those lines, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to speak to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He says, today and tomorrow separate. He said, wait a second, tomorrow is going to be a full 24 hours. Today, we already lost last night. We don't have a full 24 hours, so let's do tomorrow a full 24 hours, and then the next day another 24 hours, so he added on an extra day. That was the logic that Moshe Rabbeinu used. So the Gemara says, Dehaina nafik lay,
so that's so the end.
And it ended up being shloshim hagbala. In the end, it was 3 days.
Yamim in regards to yamim specifically, not yamim velalot.
Yeah, it wasn't 3 full days. It was Akash Baruch said 2 days, which really was a 1.5 day. Moshe Rabbeinu says it doesn't make sense to have 1.5 days, so let's make 2 full days to 2.5 days. It's called shloshim hagbala because they were in the end they basically three days that they were preparing. So again. Ma machar leila imo, just like tomorrow, the night is along with it. Af hayom leila imo, so too today, a night with it. For leila ha'idna nafikle, but we already lost the night before, and so let's push off every day. Shema mina treyome levar mehinya. Must be, says Moshe Rabbeinu, 2 days aside from the day that I'm standing right now in. V'skimo daito ledasamachum. How do we see that Akash Baruch Hu agreed with this extra day? Delo shaya shechina ad shabasa, because the shechina wasn't showing in the Kabbalah store until Shabbos. If Moshe Rabbeinu was wrong, it should have came down on Friday.
It's a pretty obvious answer.
So there we see, Akash Baruch Hu agreed to it.
So it wasn't really 3 full days, it was 2 days, and it was one day and 2 full days.
Exactly, right. Now, Tosos points out that this too is not a great Kal Vachomer. See Tosos, Dibur Maschel, Af Hayom, Leila Imo. Ain't the Drasha Gemur, it's not a real Drasha. De Hayom, Mashra Hayom Mamish. When you say a day, it means today. It doesn't mean tomorrow, that's a full day. So that's a certain weakness. I'm not sure what Tos is trying to get at by these last two. He's rejecting the logic of Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm not sure if there's supposed to be answers here to say Moshe Rabbeinu's logic was really sound.
Rejecting the logic of Moshe Rabbeinu is rejecting the logic of the Tanaim that expand Moshe Rabbeinu. They think that's what
uh-huh.
His move. Uh-huh. Maybe he didn't think that way.
Uh-huh. Okay, good point.
I thought what he's saying is that these aren't explicit in these drushas aren't gemurah. If they were drushas gemurah, then it's not Moshe acting midaito, because it's the pasuk that's telling
mm-hmm.
you to do it.
Interesting.
So he's telling you these aren't midas. They're not true drushas. They are midas.
So that's interesting. But when man has the ability to make his own, Moshe Rabbeinu might be different. But let's say chachamim. So chachamim have the ability to make new halachas and chidushim only using the yud gimel midas shetar drushas behen. So if it's not a real drasha, what gives Moshe Rabbeinu the ability to add these things on? Unless we're saying Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, was a completely different level than we were, which is not hard to prove. And maybe that's the idea that the Torah is proving. Moshe Rabbeinu acted, he was completely different. While all other Chachamim had the ability only using the Yigim Midos, to this point, yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu was in a different level. Maybe that's the idea. Maybe. Okay. The Gemara now says, Tanya, Rabbi Nassan Omer, Rabbi Nassan holds that Beishami Omer Shnei Zecharim v'Shtei Nekevos. This is where you get into a little bit of trouble. that you have two sons and two daughters as opposed to just two sons in the Mishnah. Ubeishil omrim zachar nekeva. Beishil is consistent with what we saw in the Mishnah, that one boy and one girl is kim of the mitzvah peruvu. So Amar Rav Huna, my time with Rabbi Nosson. Why does Rabbi Nosson have a different approach, I leave with Rabbi Shammai, that now you need two boys and two girls? According to the Mishnah, you only need two boys. And the drasha was because Moshe Benu had two sons and then separated from his wife. Where does Rabbi Nosson get this at two boys and two girls? So he says, Dechsiv atosiv leledes es achiv es hevel. Hevel v'achoso, kain v'achoso. So let's see the pasuk in the side here. Pasuk says, right, so it says Tosef Aledes es Achiv es Hevel, and she continued to have more children, his brother Hevel. So that's what the pasuk says. So es Hevel, Hevel v'achoso, so Kain v'achoso. So we're making a drasha here that Hevel had a sister and Kain had a sister. Does Rashi explain this? See Rashi, es Kain es Hevel, esin rubuyin hein. The extra S in the Pesukim, come tell me, S Achiv, his brother, to adding to his brother, Kain, who was already born, S Hevel, to that Hevel also had a S, a brother. Now this is, we also find this by the brothers, the sons of Yaakov, each one, the Medrash says, each one had a sister, twin sister, and this week's Parsha, Binyamin, had a two twin sisters, two, I guess, triplets. She had two sisters born with her, says the Drasha. There's actually an interesting Medrash that says that Kain and Hevel were actually twins. There's a medrash like that. They were twins. Okay. So so we see from here, so that just like Adam and Chava had two boys and two girls, so too everyone else has to have two boys, two girls. V'chsiv, it's written further, ki sheisli elokim zera acher tachas hevel, ki hargo kayim. So when Hevel was killed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed him with another child underneath in place of Hevel. Why? So, this right. Rashi explains, Kishasli Zera Acher Tachas Hevel. Rashi explains, Alma Tashumin Bay. He needed Tashumin. He needed to complete because he lost one of his sons. Lo Sagib Lo Shnei Zecharim Shinde Kevos. So again, Adam and Chava had initially two sons, Kain and Hevel, along with two twin sisters, and Hevel was killed. So Kadosh Baruch Hu paid him back, replaced his son with another one to complete his full all the children, the mitzvah peruvu. So we see, you need two men and two boys and two girls. No, he's just explaining Beis Shammai and the Gemara, but doesn't necessarily, we don't pass him like Beis Shammai. Now, Rabbanan Odi Hu De Kamodos. Chum say no. The Chum of the Mishnah, who understand Beis Shammai differently, not that he's saying, oh, thanks for filling up, completing my mitzvah peruvu. He's just saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu for another child. Any child a person should have, one should say thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not necessarily that's the only way to make the mitzvah of peruvu. Okay, the Gemara now says, Itamar, Hayula Banim Biyosa Ovid Kocham. Very interesting Viniskai, very interesting sugya comes here in the Gemara in Bechoros. That a guy before he converted had children. He had children when he was a guy. And then he converted. Did I skip? Oh, I'm sorry. Tani Idach. That's where I'm up to?
Yeah.
Thank you. Tani Idach. Rabbi Nosson Omer, Beishami Omer Zachar Nekeva. Another version of Rabbi Nosson's understanding is that Beishami holds Zachar Nekeva, a boy and a girl. Still different than our Mishnah. Ubeishil Omer O Zachar Nekeva. It's enough to have just one child, whether it be a boy or a girl. So I'm a Rav, my time with Rabbi Nosson, I'll leave with the Beisilo. What's the basis of Rabbi Nosson's understanding of Beisilo? We understand it's based on Beis Shammai, because Beis Shammai of this Brisa just learned from Adam and Chava, like we understand Beis Hillel's source in the Mishnah. But now,
I'm confused. The Mishnah says,
there are different versions of what Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel said.
Oh.
So this last version is that Beis Shammai holds one boy and one girl, which is in line with what Beis Hillel held in the Mishnah. It's just who's saying which. But now, Beis Hillel, according to Rabbi Nosson, is different. We haven't seen this shita yet, that just having one child is enough. So what's the basis of this svara? Shenemar, lo sol bara l'sheves yatra, that we are created in this world not to destroy, but rather to procreate and to settle the land. V'ho avid l'sheves, and he created sheves, he created someone to lay. Who doesn't say how multiple children, thus you settle the land, it's enough.
But the world would disappear if people have, if everybody would have only one person. Because two people die and one people is born.
So eventually, right. If you take it to that way, right, I guess you're going to keep losing one person,
so
and eventually.
You are actually destroying the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it doesn't say to stop.
Right, no, but I'm saying if everybody goes just lehalacha, then the world would.
What do you see one die?
two parents. Let's say you have 100 people. Yeah. If each one only has one boy, then at the end of the...
50, 100.
Yeah, and then it's 25. Yeah. And then it's then you have then the last one is only one, and they cannot get married to anybody.
Well, Ricky, I like that a lot. The idea that if you only follow the mitzvah, the world will be destroyed.
Right.
You got to go beyond. You should always go beyond.
Go beyond the mitzvah, right?
It's a great word.
Yeah. All right.
Very appropriate for Hanukkah.
Yeah.
Okay. Says the Gemara now, Itmar. Hayula banim b'yosa ovi kochavim v'niskayr. Goy had children while he was a goy, and then converted along with his children. The question becomes, the children he brings along with him into this conversion, are those going to be now mekayim the mitzvah peruvu or not? B'yochan amar kayim peruvu rivya. So even though they were born as not Jewish, once you convert with them, they're your children, lemaisa, and you're mekayim the mitzvah peruvu. Reish Lakish amar lo kayim peruvu rivya, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Why not? What's machlokas? Because lemaisa he has children. Purvu is about having children, and he has children.
Yeah, but
that's what Reish Lakish says. Reish Lakish Amar lo kaim piruvia gerishin is gai kikatan shel adama. You should have wrote the Gemara. There you go. And they're completely reborn. So the gerishin is gai is kikatan shel adama, and therefore they wouldn't be nisyaches to parents. When you convert with the whole family, the children and parents are not viewed as related to each other anymore. So they're not going to be considered your children, and you have to have mitzvah peruvu when you convert. Gemara says now, v'az del tamayu didmar. They go according to the shita in another area of halacha, similar case but slightly different. It gets a little confusing trying to figure out how they connect to each other. So just pay attention. That didmar hayu lo banim bios ovi kachavim niskayer. Let's say they had children when they're going, and then they converted. Rabbi Yochanan Amar ein lo bechor lenachla dehavilei reishis ono. So he's referring to machlokas how to understand this exactly. But look at Rashi ein lo bechor lenachla. Rashi explains ben bechor sheyula lo mishis gayer, a child born to him when he converts. Now ein notel pishanim, this new child, the firstborn boy of the gerus, is not going to be considered the Bechor, because from the previous, before he converted, he already had children. He already had Reish Ono, already had his firstborn child from the previous one. So Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan is consistent that we acknowledge the previous children from before the conversion, after the conversion, as still being his children. So just like you're Mekayim the Mitzvah Peruvu by bringing the children in, so too there's no Bechor LeNachla for the new children born, because the old children are still considered his children. Reish Lakish Amar, Yesh LeBechor LeNachla, any newborn children after conversion will be considered b'chol nachla, because the previously born children are considered ger kikatan shenol adami, are not considered your children. So now you're having the first child. If you halachli, now you're having your first child who's a b'chol nachla, even though biologically you already have children.
It's interesting that the law doesn't make a difference from the ages. What was the ages when it was with Gaia?
Why should it make a difference?
Because like we learn, you know that.
That was for Bia. By 3 years old and stuff. Isn't that for a beer?
Two, and only we spoke about him with the mikveh, and he has, we went over something. Over there was a limit based on the kid's age, if they'll consider in it or not.
Yeah?
If they need to do a tefillah or not.
Yeah, we said that, I remember.
Yeah, we did.
You said that, Adam?
What did he say?
Remember that? Sorry.
No, I said that, interesting, the Gemara didn't speak about the age of the kids in order to get to some kind of limud, if they consider part of the process of the Gaut or not. Because we learned previously, when we spoke about Oved Kochavim or Goy, whatever, they go to the mikveh, and we spoke about their kids, if it's, the Gemara said that, if, I don't remember the cases exactly, obviously, but it brought there specifically about the age of the kids, if they're shaykh to that girl process, good process or not.
Okay, fine. So let's finish up this line. The Gemara here, so Reish Lakish Amar, again, yesh to b'chol nachla, gershin is gaya kikatan shenol adamim. Therefore, the children from before the conversion are not viewed as his children anymore, and now his firstborn child, as a Jew for the first time, is considered a b'chor and will get the double portion of the nachla. And the Gemara said, Tzricha, you need both statements. You know, you need both halachas of Peruvu and the halacha of Bechor Nachla. You can't learn one from the next. Why? The Ashminin Bahi Kamaisa. If you taught the first case that the children from the previous, before the conversion, Bahi Kamar B'Yochanan Mishum Dimikar Nami B'nei Peruvininu, because as Goyim, they were mechayiv and mitzvah pervu. We'll see Tosfos in a moment on this. As Goyim, there's a mitzvah pervu on Goyim. So when they're Goyim, they're mechayiv mitzvah. So then you could carry it through even after they convert, because it seemed to be the same mitzvah of a Goyim or Yisrael, so that could carry over. But when they're a Goyim, they're not subject to Nachla. Nachla doesn't apply to the Goyim. At least halachically, there's no din of Nachla, of giving out portion to your children. And Eima Modi L'Resh Lakish. So when you convert, now you're Mechadish a new din of Nachla. Maybe the children shouldn't carry over, even according to Rabbi Yochanan. That's why we have to teach Rabbi Yochanan. Even in that case of Nachla, it's still, we view the children from the before the conversion still as your children after conversion. Vit Marbaha, if you had the second case only by B'nai Nachla, but come a Resh Lakish. Only maybe there, this Resh Lakish say, the children from the previous, before conversion, are not going to be viewed as your children after conversion, because Nachla wasn't shaykh to a Goy. But Aval, Bahi, Ema, but maybe in the case of Purvu, where Purvu was shaykh to a Goy, maybe Modi Le Rabbi Yochanan, that we can acknowledge the first children as being part of your mitzvah Purvu. Tzricha, therefore we teach that Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shlakish rather, argues in the case of Purvu as well.
He spoke about the Brit Milah too, Brit Milah and Tefillah combination, if what is good enough.
Yeah. Okay.
According to Yochanan, we're saying that even if the children convert also, doesn't matter, right? When he said, according to Yochanan, so he says, can't prove, or even if they don't convert, even if they don't convert, that just the father converts. Right?
Yeah.
Or is it that all three of them convert?
I thought the Rambam, I didn't look at this, it's been a while, but I think the Rambam says when all of them convert together. Let's see.
Because the Svar he's saying is that at the moment...
It's Machlokas.
Because the Reitosis says the Svar is at the moment they were born, they were in a Siachis after him. Since they were in a Siachis after him, at the moment they were born, that's enough for Bilchan to say that you're Mekayim Puravu. So if that's the svar, the fact that they do or don't become Yidden shouldn't really matter, you know.
So according to Tosos, it sounds like only if the father converts. He doesn't lose that mitzvah. It doesn't get taken away from him. But I believe the Rambam holds the other way around. Yeah, Rashi, right, Rambam writes, right, only if they convert altogether. That's what Rambam writes, okay.
If they convert altogether, then what? Then
only this halacha of Rabbi Yochanan that you're Mekayim the mitzvah, even after conversion, only exists, according to the Rambam, if they all converted together. But let's say the father converts and the children remain Goyim, according to the Rambam, you would not be Mekayim the mitzvah Puravu. But Adam's pointing out, if you look at Tosos, Dibra Maschil, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kayim Puravia, Tosos writes, Afa Gabdil Inyan Kamadvarim, Amino Gershin, Gai Kakatan Shinel Dami. Rabbi Yochanan can't argue on this idea of Ger Kakatan. Everyone agrees to such a concept. How could he ignore that fact? Aren't they considered newborn children and not related back to you? The Tosa says, "Mikomakum mistavrele the Rabbi Yochanan." It seems to make sense to Rabbi Yochanan. Hacha came into Menachriusa, Kaim Dizar Miuchas Achrav, Beosasha Mifter Nami Kishnishgayer. Since the moment they are born as Goyim, they're already Miuchas after him. That moment, he's Mekayim the mitzvah. And even though he converts alone, the father converts alone, he does not lose out on that mitzvah. As opposed to Rambam says, no. Now, when you're converted, there's a new obligation to have Puravu. According to Yochanan, according to Tosa, you're already Mekayim the mitzvah once. And nothing changes. You're Mekayim the mitzvah, that's not taken away. Rambam says, no, you have a new mitzvah when you're converted. But if you convert the children with you, you're now Mekayim the mitzvah yet a second time.
What happened if you can't? You're too old.
Not Mekayim the mitzvah. Just like anybody, someone who can't have children, not Mekayim the mitzvah. That's the facts of life. Okay, look at Tosas, Dibra Maska, B'nai Pura Review. Actually, look at Rashi first. The Gemara said that a goy is chayv in Pura Review. So Rashi writes, B'nai Noach, B'nai Pura Review Ninu. The Pasuk tells us there's mitzvah puruvu, go out and procreate. So Tosas writes, B'nei Puri Rivya Ninu, V'im Tomer B'perek Dal Mises and Gemara Sanhedrin, Mashma D'bnei B'noach, Lo Mifkada Puri Rivya. The Gemara there talks about the sugyas of what they're chayvin, which mitzvahs, and it sounds like they're not chayvin puruvu. But here the Gemara and Rashi says they are chayvin mitzvah puruvu. So Tosas answers, V'yishloma D'hachala B'nei Chiv A'Puri Rivya Kamar, Ela Kolomer B'shebineihem, Nikrom Al Shemom, Kedamrinam B'samach, says Tosas. That no, there's no mitzvah puravu, but as goyim, the children are miuchas to them. But there's no mitzvah puravu as a goy. They're just miuchas.
But so it's even black and white, it's puravu.
You're right. So Tosus is, but he says apparently Gemara and Sanhedrin also says black and white that there's no mitzvah puravu.
Right.
So in the end of the day, there's a stira. So Rashi doesn't address the Gemara in Sanhedrin, but he takes the Gemara here very literally that there is a mitzvah purvu. Tosis here writes that there is no mitzvah purvu. This is lav dafka here. He said this is Gemara's lav dafka. Tosis elsewhere does talk about this idea in Gittin and Balbasra and Chagiga, and he does have opinions that there is a mitzvah purvu to children, to goyim, but namely says a different type of mitzvah purvu. He says the Sheves Yitzra. It's a different type. There's this purvu that is obligated to Jews, and there's another mitzvah, more generic, of just settling the land, L'sheves Yitzra, that applies to Goyim, but not this unique mitzvah purvu. The interesting topic of purvu. Okay. There's so much fun stuff, but it's already getting late. Okay, let's go weiter. The Gemara says, Eisive. Eisive Yochanan Reish Lakish. Yochanan challenges Reish Lakish from the following. Be'isahi shalach bradon bladon ben bladon melech bavel. So this is a pasuk that appears in Malachim, Malachim Beis. In that moment, they sent Biladon ben Biladon, the king of Babel, they sent him Svarim and Mincha, he sent Svarim and Mincha to Chizkiah. Because he heard Chizkiah, Bin Laden, Baladon, it sounds like Bin Laden, but it's Baladon. So he sent some gifts to Chizkiah. Chizkiah was sick, so he sent him some gifts. So what's the kasha here? So Rashi says, Biladon ben Biladon, Alma banim mikru. So maybe Ricky could fill us into as what was going on here.
I'm almost there.
Almost there, okay.
Yeah. At least I know what's coming.
So you see, even though the Goyim, they were still called his children. So you see, there's such an idea of Yichus by Goyim. This seems to support Tosu's understanding of things, I believe. So, it's not a kash to Reish Lakish. You're right. When they're goyim, everyone agrees there's yichus as goyim. Once they can convert, all relationships are severed, and it's not a proof that after geirus that they still have the yichus. That's how Reish Lakish gets out of this. So Amar Rav Hakol Modim Be'Eved Shein Lachayis. Everyone agrees that an Eved has no yichus. There's no relationship. So Gemara explains, how do we know this? Tichliv Shavulo Lachem. The famous pasuk quoted a lot, of course, that Yishmael should stay back, stay with the donkey. Am hadom el chamor. The Yishmaelim are considered a chamor. They're no different than animals. And animals have no yichus, so too goyim have no yichus.
By Eliezer,
oh, not by Yishmael.
I mean, it was both of them that he said. This
is by the Akeda.
Right. I'm saying it was both of them who were sticking to him.
Shivu lachem, you both of them stay right.
But the right about Eved.
Right. We normally use a pasuk to teach Yishmael, Am Adom Lechamar, but right, this particular case is by the Eved of Eliezer. That's the raya that Eved has no yichus. So Gemara asks, Meisive ulitziva chamisha sarbanim v'esim avadim. So we see Tziva, who I guess was an Eved. Eved Kanani, Shem Bifivoshes Haver, says Rashi. He was an Eved. He had 15 sons and 20 avadim. So you see, he does have sons, even though he's an Eved. Kipar ben Bakar. No, it's not. We don't like really say he's a son. It's like we say a par ben Bakar. We don't really view the par as a son of a cow. It's he's comes from a cow, but not that he's a yichus son. So to you also, he had 15 children that biologically came from him, but there's no real yichus from them. Ihachi, that's the case. Achanami, here to also, you should say what? Here to also, by which case? That too also, maybe there's no yichus by a goy even, maybe just mean that he happens to come from Baladan. So the Gemara says, Shiny Hasam, the Yachsinu Bishmayu, since they said the names, it wasn't just Stam, a child, that a child with a name, which indicated something more significant, and therefore there's yichus. Ubishma Davu, and they mentioned the names of the children, they mentioned the father, so it must be that there's yichus. But Bahachan, here in the case of the Litziva, the Evakanani, Lob Mifarsh, doesn't tell us who, they just had Stam 15 children. 15 little animals walking around, if you will. Vibaisema, I guess the people who call the animals with names, maybe that's a different story. Maybe they have yichus then. So Gemara says, Vibaisema, Yachsinu, Biduchta Achrisa, Bavun, Ubava Davun, because another answer seems similar to the first answer, but since in a different place they get yichus, they drew yichus from the father and to the grandfather as well, Dichsev, the Pasuk says probably in Divya Yaman would be my guess. No, Mlacham Alf, guess not. It says, "Vayishalchem haMelech Asa el Ben Hadad Ben Tavrimam Ben Chazin Melech Aram Hayoshe B'Demesek Lemor." So this is trying to answer which question? Is it going back to Baladan Ben Baladan again? Different names.
Clear proof that the Torah is meaning relationship of
a goyim in general. Yeah. They have yichus. The fact that they delineate all the family members tells us that there must be real yichus as a goy, but not necessarily when they convert that the yichus continues.
But you have easier yichus from the Torah while going to Nevi'im. It says before Balak ben Zippor.
The English says that that's just an identification to show which Balak was. It wasn't really showing his yichus. It was just
You saw it in the footnote, or you just did it on your own?
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Okay. So Gemara says now, the bottom of Amud Aleph, Itmar, Hayula Banim Vemesu, let's say a person has children, or Rachmana Latan, they die before he dies. So Rav Huna Amar, Kaim Peer Review. Still, you're Mekayin the Mitzvah, even though they died, you're Mekayin the Mitzvah. And Rav Yochan Amar, Lo Kaim, Rav Yochan says, no, it's a very strange halacha. The person gives birth to children, has children, and then his children die before he dies. Let's say he lives to an old age, 120. His children died 95. So it was a very long life for both of them. But if he dies, if he stays alive while his children die, he's not Mekayim the Mitzvah Peruvu, according to Rav Yochanan, and that's the way Paskin. So Gemara explains that Rav Huna Amar Kaim, you're Mekayim the Mitzvah, even though one's children may have died, Mishum de Rav Asi. What does Rav Asi say? That Rav Asi ain ben David ba ad shiichlu kol haneshama shebaguf shenemar kiruach milfana yatov. That Mashiach doesn't come until all the neshamas that are in a person's body come out. So the idea is to bring Mashiach. So having as many children as possible, just getting out of the body, creating neshamas, even though the neshamas might ultimately die, just getting them out of the body, it sounds like, is the ideal. That's the goal of Peruvu.
It's also interesting that they don't tie that maybe that if the kids had themselves kids.
We're going to get that. That's in the Amud Beis. We're actually going to go into that.
They're going to say that. Because that would make sense.
Yeah. Okay. So, if Yochanan Amar lo kaim peru review, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah, because L'Shevus Yatzar Beinan, you need to procreate, you need to settle the land. L'Shevus Yatzara, and that only exists if they're settled. But if a person's children die, then you haven't been Mekayim the Mitzvah properly. Very interesting. Machlok is the nature of Peruvu. So, the Gemara asks, Mesive, going to the top of Amud Beis now, B'nei Banim Harehin, Kabanim, famous line, the Gemara comes up a number of places in Shas, that grandchildren are like children themselves. And look at Rashi top line, B'nei Banim Harehin, Kabanim. Kesaka Daitach, the Havamin is right now that Shemes HaZachar or Nekeva, V'hayulo Ben Shitzarif Imachos Aviv, O Imachi Aimo. So a person has a boy and a girl, and let's say you have a son and a daughter, and the son has another child, and the son dies, so the grandson can be Mitzarif with the daughter that's alive to have two children. So we see even after death, one could still be Mekayim the Mitzvah. So look at Rashi, rather, let's keep continuing in Rashi. Ein avia av chayv out peri rivya. The taima shehaya lo lemes ben, the one who died had a son, so now there's a grandson to the grandfather. Ha lav hachi, had he not had a grandson, lo kaim deshevis bainan. It wouldn't be Mekayim the Mitzvah, the kash lev huna. If Huna says that even if the child dies, you're Mekayim the Mitzvah. This Gemara implies you're only Mekayim the Mitzvah because one son had left over a grandson who was able to step into the shoes of the son who had died. But had that not happened, there would be no Mitzvah even after Misa. So Gemara says, Kitanya hahi lahashlim. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Kitanya hahi lahashlim, to complete. Kigon shelo hayalo lezakein ela benechad. He had one son. V'nasa ben Isha, and then this son had married a woman. Beholid bas, and they had given birth to a daughter. Pater hazakin sharei hishlim zeh es chavasa. He has a son and a granddaughter. That's enough. Aval I havale made kara zachar nekeva. Rashi continues. If initially he had a son and a daughter, vafil meisi. If they both died below banim kaim peru review. That ain chanami according to Rav Huna would be a kim of the mitzvah. So a son and granddaughter would be a kim of the mitzvah peruvu. So even though it's interesting, even though a person may have only sons or only daughters, when they have children, it's possible to add the grandchildren to the count as well. Ask Gemara Mesive. B'nei banim harein kebanim. Grandchildren are like children themselves. Meis echamhem, if one of them dies, o shenim sasaris, or one of them is a saris and cannot have children, lo kaim peruvia. This is no mitzvah peruvia. One has not completed the mitzvah, fulfilled the mitzvah peruvia. Tiyufta de refuna, tiyufta. So this clearly says, if one of them dies, you lose out on the mitzvah. Clearly against the opinion of refuna.
According to Tosis's understanding of Rav Huna by Goyim, we said even though it's cut in Gerish and Skar Kadosh and all of them, b'shas Maisa there was yichus, because b'shas Maisa that's sufficient even after yichus. Here it sounds like the svaras are fuchos, because Rav Huna is saying that if after they die, you could you're yotze because b'shas ma'isa. He's saying you're not yotze because b'shas ma'isa isn't enough. You need to continue. There has to be an enduring, some type of enduring legacy.
That is interesting. Right. So I guess they have to split up. In terms of yichas, it comes b'shas ma'isa. In terms of the key in the mitzvah, it has to be until
it's
a person dies.
A shevet. It's just them existing.
It's fascinating. And so, in the end of the day, a person's all. You could raise the following chakira: is a person mekayem the mitzvah pervu constantly, but then he loses out the mitzvah if a child dies, or we only evaluate the situation at the moment of the person's death. How many children does the person leave behind? So, if that's the case, how many times do we have a mitzvah? If there any other mitzvah that it's taloi on the shas misa tells us whether or not he had he been mekayem the mitzvah, because it's all taloi when he dies. If he happens to live a very long life,
100%, and he did his status because he actually had it. And who also it's lo min hashamayim, the person who dies is Hashem who decides who dies. It's not that he did anything.
It's very fast, but it's very interesting that at death is when we evaluate whether he became in the mitzvah peruvu.
Is that what we hold nowadays? That.
Yeah, I think we're passing a person. If a child dies and doesn't leave anyone else over, even though he had at one point a son and a daughter, there would be no mitzvah peruvu.
But what happens if they do have kids? Then how do we pass?
It was grandchildren, you're saying? Then I think we're mashing to it. It sounds like from here, I think they do count.
They do count. Yeah. B'nei banim kebanim.
Right.
But you take it a step further. So the issue of whether he has grandchildren is not even in his control.
Right.
And yet it determines his fulfilling the mitzvah.
Right.
Secondly, he could die without the grandchild, and then later on the grandchild comes.
Now
he's in Shemayim. For now what happens? Now he gets
a
posthumous mitzvah?
Right. Yeah, it's interesting. It's not in his control, which itself is interesting. A person's own mitzvah is not in his control. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu could do certain things, his children having other children. And also, I wouldn't imagine retroactively in Shemayim he gets a mitzvah, but who knows? I don't know how these things work. They didn't tell me. But this is a very interesting mitzvah of the timing of the Kiyum, the mitzvah by Peruvu. To make things even more interesting, the Minchas Chinuch, I believe, says that you're mekayem the mitzvah b'shas bia. Normally, you would think it all shas misa, or when you have children, it was the key mitzvahs. The Minchas Chinuch thinks b'shas bia is based on the Tosfos in Chagiga, or one of the Tosfos in somewhere in Baal Basra, maybe. B'shas maisas bia is when the key mitzvah takes place, which itself is interesting. What do you mean? There's not even a child yet, and even it might depend on whether they have children and whether what happens when you die. So it becomes a very fascinating discussion.
It's a Mefurash by Asi. He says Asi Duchalos.
Right. Baal Basra or Chagiga, I don't remember which one it is. Maybe both.
Same Tosfos in both.
And Gittin.
Gittin.
Yeah, Gittin also. I think all of them, very similar Gemara's, Tosfosim. Okay. That's fine. The Gemara says now, two dots, b'nei banim harei and kimbanim. The grandchildren are like children themselves. This, by the way, this is a very interesting discussion. In many areas of halacha, grandchildren, we don't have much time. We have 20 minutes. That many areas of halacha, we find grandchildren being viewed as children. So, for example, there's a Rashi on Al Torah, which says that there's a concept of kibbutz zaken, showing honor to a grandfather. And the Ramah brings this in Hilchos Kibbutz Avim that there's a mitzvah to be mekayem a grandfather. There's more sota about this. There's a pasuk we say, v'odatam l'Hashem l'vnei vanecha, by Kabbalah Satorah. There's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah by grandchildren. Raman brings this to the halacha. So a lot of interesting halachas where there is significance of a grandchild to a grandson. Yerusha comes up. So this is one of the cases by Peruvu also, that grandchildren are viewed as children themselves. The Gemara says, Savar Abai Lememar. Abai wanted to say, Bra Libra Ubarta Libarta. If a son has a son, and a daughter has a daughter, so a grandson and a granddaughter, that's going to be a mitzvah of Peruvu. That works. The Kol Shekein Bra Libarta, and certainly a son to a daughter will work as well. Okay?
Mini Bra Libra Ubra Libarta. Bra Libarta.
Right.
There are some gyrsels here.
Right. Means if he only has two grandchildren male, that would be even better than have a grandchildren that is a boy and one grandchildren that's a girl.
I think he's trying to say that that since sons are better than daughters, so we have this idea. Normally have like a son of another discussion is a son of a father. A son of a father is always viewed as a continuation of the father's legacy. So a son of a son, so his grandson, is certainly viewed as the son himself. The grandson's viewed as the son. And even a son of a daughter I mean, a grandson who was born with a daughter, also the son has more kochos, that's continuing a legacy, that could also step into the shoes of the daughter itself. So, in essence, two grandsons, if it came from a daughter and a son, though, can be viewed as a daughter and a son. Even though the mice are two grandsons that are alive and no daughters left, they can be viewed as stepping in the shoes of their mother and father, respectively. And then he says, Kol Shekein Brother Barta, sorry, that was daughter and daughter first. I'm sorry, daughter and daughter, which I think some take out anyways. And certainly a son of a daughter will also be effective to step into the shoes of the daughter. Aval, what he's not sure about is, but what he says doesn't work, is bar to lebrolo. But a daughter of a son, his granddaughter, cannot replace his son. Okay, now Rashi doesn't tell us much as to what's going on here, but I think there's machlokes Tosfos and Rambam here, if I remember correctly, about the various relationships here. But let's not get too involved in it right now. So Amalei, so says the Gemara, Amalei Rava. Rava says to Abaye, L'sheves yetzer b'inan. You need to settle the world. V'ha'ika. And you've accomplished that. Even with a daughter of a son, you have accomplished that. Right, why?
So what's the nafkamina? Which child became?
So I think the discussion whether we go based on the grandchildren for the boy and the girl, or you go based on the children. Okay, but either way, I guess what you're trying to say is here: who cares? You had a daughter and who gave birth to a son who had given birth to a daughter. You had a daughter, so you've accomplished l'shevus yitzar b'inam. So the Gemara says, everyone agrees. Mi'as trei mechad lo. Everyone agrees. If you have one son and they give birth to and he has two children, that's not going to work. Rashi says, Trei mechad, vasheni meis, below banim, lokaim hazaken, piri rivya. Person has two children, and then one child dies, but the other child has two other children. Those two children cannot represent the grandfather's piri rivya. Have to come from two different children and have grandchildren from them. Okay. Is that really not true? V'ha Amri Lei Rabbanan Lerav Sheshes Nosiv Issa V'olubni. So Rabbanan to the Rav Sheshes, marry a woman and have give birth to children. From Elahu, and he says Bnei Barti Bnei Ninu, and he says to them. So I guess Rav Sheshes at the time didn't have enough children. Is that this case?
He had only one son, one and one daughter.
Uh huh.
So they ask him, go marry, bring a son.
Okay.
So he said, the grandson of my daughter.
Uh-huh, okay.
Son, yeah,
so that's so we see that you can't get that even from one daughter. So Gemara says, Hasam dechuya k'madchil. There, he just kind of throw him off. Didn't want to really address him. He was just saying that so their bun would stop bothering him. Why? Why was he trying to blow them off? Could there have sheshes? Yakam and pure of Huna. Yeah, he was, Rashi explains, the Yakam and pure of Huna. Shahayam arech b'drasha. Rav Huna is going on for a very long drasha. He had to go to the bathroom. If you hold in too long, the Gemara tells him, Bechor said it's dangerous and it makes a person akara, not having the ability to have children anymore. So he had to get out of there. He just kind of blew them off and said, I need to run to the bathroom. But he didn't really mean that sincerely. So it's right that from one child having two children, grandchildren from one child is not a kim, the mitzvah peruvu. So Amale Rabbele Rava Barmari Menahamil. So how do you know this? The klal is that grandchildren are viewed as children themselves. Now, ilema midichsev. So, what's the source that bnei banim harin kibanim? What's the source that their grandchildren are viewed as children themselves? Ilema, if you're going to tell me the case of last week's parsha, the end of last week's parsha of Lavan midichsev habanos benosai habanim benai. Lavan said to Yaakov, "My daughters are your daughters, and my sons are your sons are my sons. They're all the same, even though they're really his grandsons." So, if that's the raya, so ela meat. If that's the case, atzon tonai hachenami. So when you're saying my sheep is your sheep or your sheep are my sheep, that is meant to mean literally? Certainly not. Yaakov earned those tzon on his own. He has no shaychus to love him. It's just a nice way to speak. When you say a son-in-law is a son and a daughter-in-law is a daughter, it doesn't really mean that it's the daughter. Just a nice way to speak. So what's the source? Hello, de kanisa minai. Hachanami de kanisa minai. No, what it meant by the tzon that you bought them from me. Also, you bought my daughters from me to have grandchildren, but not that we view grandchildren as really being children. So El Mehacha, from the following, is where we see that grandchildren are viewed as children themselves. The Pasuk says, V'achar b'chetron el-bas mechir avi gilad v'teil lo es shguv. This is a Pasuk that appears in Divrei Yamim. So Chetron came to the daughter of Mechir, whose father was Gilad. And it says, "V'ksiv many." How do you pronounce that word? Mini machir yardu mechokim v'ksiv Yehuda mechokikim. So what's going on here? So Rashi explains, "Mini mechir yardu mechokikim." Lo matzini lemeimar bnei barav el mibnei bito. Actually, this is not going to help. This Rashi. Let's figure out some of the what's the psukim going on here. Let's look to the side here. So right, Chetzon came from Shevet Yehuda. He married the daughter of Machir, and his father, Machir's father, was Shaguf, or Seguv, really. And then it's written that Mini Mecher, that Machir came from Menashe, and he had children who were called Mechokikim. It's written Yehuda Mechokiki. How is it possible that Machir could have children Mechokikim? How is it possible? So it must be the Yehuda has Mechokikim, not Menashe. So even though Machir is from Menashe, since his daughter married Yehuda, and they had a child, so in other words, his grandchildren were from Yehuda now, because it goes based on the father, so these grandchildren are viewed even as the children of Machir. So we see from here that Machir's grandchildren are viewed, the Mechokim, are viewed as the children themselves as Machir. That's the riot, interesting riot. The Bnei Banim Harim
Kibbutz. Kids from few wives works.
What?
Kids from few wives works.
Kids from few wives?
Yeah, for the
A person marries two wives. Is one child from one wife. Another, yeah. Yeah. Says the Gemara, Masnisin Delav Rabbi Yeshua. Our Mishnah does not go according to Rabbi Yeshua. What does Rabbi Yeshua hold? The Tanya Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Nasa Adam Isha Bial Duso. Yisa Isha Bezek Nusa. If a man marries a woman when he's younger, should also marry a woman when he's older. Hayula Banam Bial Duso. If he has children when he's younger, Hayula Banam Bezek Nusa. He should have children when he's older as well. So, Because our Mishnah told us that if he has children, he's allowed to vatel from the mitzvah peruvu. Yeshua says a person should continue to have children as much as possible. Even though he's mekayim the mitzvah already, he should continue to try to have children as much as possible. Shenamar, baboke zera zeracha ulerev altina achiyadecha. In the morning, you should have zera, you should have children. And evening, when you get older, don't rest aside. Kein chayodeh, because you never know, says the Gemara, eze yichashe hazeh, eze ozeh. Which one? If this one's going to be a kosher child, or this one's going to be a kosher child, one should always continue to try. If both of them are good, you're going to have all good children. So continue to try, even if a person has mitzvah per review, one should not stop. Kiva Omer, Lamed Torah Bialduso, he takes it in a different approach. One should, who learns younger, Yilmod Torah Bezeknuso, should learn when he's older as well. Hayulo Tamidim Bialduso, Hayulo Tamidim Bezeknuso, if he has students when he's younger, he should try to have students when he's older as well. Shinemar, Baboke Zerah, Zerach, Vachule, Megomer. Person has, when he's younger, should have Tamidim and should have learning Torah. He should continue, Alyanuach, don't rest it, don't leave it aside when he gets older as well. Let's try to run through this Agad to the next few lines before the end. So Amru Shnayim Asar, very famous Agad, I should say. Amru Shnayim Asar Elaf Zugim Tamidim Hayula Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva had 12,000 chavrusas of students. Migvas Adan Tifris, from this place to that place, he had a lot of students. Bechulin Mesu Beperk Echad, all of them died in one time period, we know from Sfiras Omer time. Bifnei Shelo Nagu Kavod Zelazai, they didn't show the proper respect to one another. Bahaya Ha'olam Shemam Ashe, and the whole world was desolate of Torah when this had happened. Ad Shebo Rabbi Kiva, until Rabbi Kiva came, Eitzel Rabboseinu, until our Rebbe's, Shebedarim in the south, Bishan Alehem, and he taught them, who were the students of Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. These were the big students of Rabbi Kiva after the other Talmidim had passed away. Heim Hamidu HaTorah, they're the ones who continued the Mesorah of the Torah. Osasha, that moment, Tanakulam, Osasha, that time. Tanakulam, Tana tells us, Kulam Mesu B'Pesach V'Atzeres, when do they die? From Pesach until Atzeres, Sviras Omer time period is when they had passed away. So Amar Rav Achama bar Abba, V'Yisem Rav Bechir bar Avin, Kulam Mesu Misa Ra, and all of them died a very, very terrible Misa. Mahi, what was this terrible Misa that they died? Amar Rav Nachman Asachra, Asachra, some type of choking disease, I think. Exactly. Something in the throat which didn't allow them to breathe properly.
It's a new Indian, though.
New Indian, exactly.
Mar says in Brahma is the worst of all the Misa.
That's what it says, yeah. So this was the Misa of the Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva. And the Gemara says, Amar of Masna Halach Rabbi Shua. So this goes back to what we said before, back to the other topic. This goes back to Rabbi Shua. What did Rabbi Shua say? Which Rabbi Shua is this?
That he should continue to have children of him later on.
Ah, the one above. Ah. Even a person that has children when he's younger should continue to have children when he's older as well. So the Gemara says, Amar b'tanchum, Amar b'chanilai, kol adam, shein lo isha, shari b'lo simcha, b'lo bracha, b'lo tova. Person does not have a wife, he doesn't have simcha, doesn't have bracha, doesn't have tova. How do we know all this to be true? The Gemara says, "Below simcha dechsev v'simachta atav v'isecha." To be happy, you have to be happy with yourself and with beischa. Beischa always means bais zu isha. The mission Yuma tells us. Below bracha, how do we know there's a bracha without a wife? Dechsev laniach bracha el beischa. You need a beischa. You need a house, a bais, a isha to have bracha. Below tova says the Gemara, dechsev lo tova yosa adam levada. The beginning of Parshas Bereishis, a person needs a wife to have tov. So b'marav in the West in Eretz Yisrael, Amri they would say. Below Torah, below Choma, below Torah, below Choma. Without Torah and without a wall. What does below Choma mean? Does Rashi tell us what below Choma means? Let's see.
Magina.
You know, protection. Choma is protection. You don't have the proper protection. So says the Gemara, how do we know this to be true? Below Torah, dechsev ha'im ein ezrasi bi, v'toshia nitcha mimeni. Excuse me, Rashi explains what's this drasha here. How does this Torah relate? How does this pasuk relate to Torah? Rashi says, Im ein Ezrasi bi aishti dichsiv ez ezer kinegdo. Ezrasi always means ezer kinegdo, always refers to the wife. Mia toshia nidcha mimeni, shetzarach lasak b'tzarche beso v'tamudo mishacheach. So a person doesn't have a wife, that means he's going to be so involved in the housework, and he's not going to have time to learn Torah. So therefore, make sure you have, if a person doesn't have an ezer kinegdo, he's not going to have the proper time to learn Torah. Below Choma, how do we know such a person has no protection? Dichsiv nekeva tisofev gever. The nekeva, the wife, is going to surround and protect the husband. So Rava Bar Ula Amar, he would say, below Shalom. How do we know he has no Shalom? Dichsiv v'yadata ki Shalom olecha ufakata nocha v'lo sechta. So person, you should know, so olecha here refers to ein olo is el ishto. Does Rashi say this? Yeah, see Rashi, v'yadata ki Shalom ohalecha. Bizman sheyesh lecha ol. When you have an ol, ve'ein olo ela ishto. Shenemar shuvu lechem lo aleichem. So ol refers to an isha. So if a person has an ol, has a wife, that's when he has shalom. Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi call yodev isha she yirash shemayim ve'ein pakta nikra chote. Anybody who knows that his wife is a yirash shemayim, Rashi says. I thought there's a Rashi on this. I guess not. Ve'ein pakta. Rashi says v'tashmish be'es onasa. Anyone who knows his wife's a yirash shemayim is not being poked her b'shas ona when she's expecting it. So then the Gemara says that nikra chote, such a person is called a chote. Shenemar, the pasuk tells us that v'yadata kishom olecha. That's the rest of the pasuk. So the fact that we use poke there and v'yadata is also lashon of yirash shemayim, that's how we know this to be true. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rishu ben Levi, Chayiv Adam lifkod es isho, Bishash, you go to the derech, this is brought down the halach in Hilchas Yerodea and Hilchas Nida. The person goes out to, before he goes out to travel, and then he has an obligation to poke at his isha. And that's the Gemara, the halach there talks about whether he's going to the Dover Mitzvah or not. Different halachas related to this. So then the Gemara says, Ha mehachan afka, mehasam nafka. It's really learned out from the pasuk that we had mentioned. It's really learned out from the different pasuk that tells us. This pasuk is found in Bereishis El Isha Amar Harba Arba Tzvonech VeHeronech BeEtzav Teldi Banim VeElishech Tishu Kaseich FiYim Shabach. The woman's going to want to be with his husband, but he's going to be in control. She said, "What does Gemara say?" SheMilameid SheIsha Mishtokaket Abayla BeShah SheHu Yotzei LaDerech. That what does this pasuk tell us? That a woman's going to want to be with his husband the moment when he goes out to travel. See, Rashi explains here. You see, b'shash yotzei l'derech mishum shemisave lo beosa shah yoser. The Gemara just assumes it's a svara. When he's leaving, it makes sense. The most chukah is going to be at the moment when he's leaving. So that's when he has to acknowledge the chukah that she has at those moments and give her what she needs. So the Gemara says two different psukim of what the source of is. So Amar of Yosef, how do we deal with the two different psukim? So it says lo nitzacha el samach levesta. No, the other pasuk. Yeah, I'm not sure which pasuk you're referring to, but one of the psukim here, at least, is referring to when he's going out yotzei l'derech, and one is samach levesta, shortly before she's expecting to be in nida. So Rashi says, what does that mean? Lo nitzcha el samach levesta. Afa gav dam rabbanon chayv adam lefrosh mishto. Even though the halach is during close to the vestas where she's expected to see nida, one has to separate. When it comes to afil halachik kishyotzei l'derech yifkadenu. This is a gemara that's, again, a halach brought down in Shulchan Aruch. That if he's going away, he's traveling, and even though it's the Samach Levesta, it's near the Vesets, he has an obligation to poke at Isha. So the Gemara says, Kama, and how much? Kama what? Amarava Ona. So Rashi explained, Ona, Imregila Liros Biyom asur kol yom. In regili ros laila asur kol halaila. So hani mila davar rishus. Aval davar mitzvah mitardi. So he says, how much is a, what's the definition of samach leves? That how much does a person have to separate the moment she's expecting to see nida? So the idea is that the 12 hours, if it's during the daytime, she's expecting to see it, so just separate during the daytime. If it's the nighttime that she's expecting to see it, just separate the nighttime. All these halachas is only true that you have to poke at Isha when he's going to Davar Rishus. But if he's going to Davar Mitzvah, then he's not obligated to be poke at his wife because he's involved, he's Oseik B'Mitzvah. Okay, we'll stop here.